My name is Ken Holland from Chicago, Illinois, Southside. What he is. Well, you know, I got an opportunity to meet Coach Maiden back, I want to say 1983. He was actually coaching, I believe, this team called the Cardinals. And one of the things I noticed about Coach Maiden was his passion. Very passionate coach, but he really put his heart and soul into trying to teach us young guys how to play the game the right way. To the point that, you know, I was willing, when he poached me from that team, as we got a little older, I was willing to go and become a member of one of his teams. You know what? Really enjoy the experience playing, you know, for the traveling team that we played. We got one of my favorite experiences was when we went to La Crosse, Wisconsin. It was like they had never seen black people. In Wisconsin. And the funny thing about that particular trip is we took the school bus. We rode the school bus down there. And on the, I can't remember because the trip was crazy. I don't remember whether a tire came off the bus while we were riding on the way down. So we looking out the window, there's a tire rolling down the highway alongside the bus. And we had to stop, get that fixed. And then on the way back, we hit a deer. So I missed 2 days of school behind that trip because it was supposed to be just for the weekend. I think we got back Tuesday or Wednesday. But it was a lot of fun, the camaraderie with the fellas and just, you know, the relationships that we were able to build. And just Coach Maiden was able to put it all together. And even that particular trip, you know, at that time, my family couldn't afford to send me on that trip. And Coach Maiden and Coach Powell dug into their own pockets. That's how much they cared about the guys to make sure. They just told my parents, hey, just make sure he got enough money so he can eat. We'll take care of everything else. And they did that. And I'm forever grateful and appreciate that. Some of the comical things that would go on the trip, the singing, and we really would crack a lot of jokes. One of the things I can say about Coach Maiden is, you know, it a tremendous sense of humor because we would ride him about his weight, you know, about his stomach, and we would tease him about that. You go on the road trip, we stop at a restaurant, he'd come in there, I'm the bus driver, I'm everything, can I get a free meal? Very good memories about, you know, some of the things that we went. I remember when we were in Wisconsin and we started mocking some of the Caucasian players. You know, come on, Chuck, we need you, you know. and the parents, we just had a blast. And the funny thing about it is we could tell that, you know, the people out there never seen black people. So, you know, it was an interesting experience. Loved it. Loved every minute of it. You know, we had a tremendous experience, the relationships, you know, and I know it was a little bit, I wish I would have had an opportunity to play for you when you had gotten a little bit more experience. Cause we were on one, when you were kind of just getting started. So, you know, if I would have come along a little bit later, I might've been able to make the Major League Baseball. Because I watched you and I followed you and I saw that you it really expanded your horizons and developed into, you know, all around coaching. And I know development like that takes time as a professional. And like I said, I wish I was a little bit younger. I had opportunity to play for you maybe 10 years later. And maybe, you know, maybe I would have had a shot. Whitney Young, I was Whitney Young Dolphin. Matter of fact, we had a couple of pretty good teams. Got to play at Comiskey Park, the old Comiskey. We lost a finger in the semifinals. That was a gut-wrenching loss, but got a chance to play with some really good players. Matter of fact, one of the guys that I played with, you recruited to play with us on our traveling team. You remember Miguel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you poached him off my high school team.
And while you was at Whitney Young, I understand you actually had a unique opportunity nobody else had, was to meet Princess Diana and Prince Charles.
That is correct. Yes. Yes, I did. They came to our school. Yeah. That, you know, it's funny. That probably, I probably would have forgotten about that if you hadn't reminded. We did come to our school and we did get to meet, and we got to meet a lot of different people. And most of them, my teammates, playing with you attended CVS, you know, because we lived in the South Shore neighborhood, so in Hyde Park. And I enjoyed the trash talk, but I didn't have any help. I had no help because I was outnumbered every time.
So did you get the princess autograph? I got to ask the question. Did you get that autograph?
No autographs.
You get no picture?
Nope. I didn't even have a camera back then. You know, I was poor.
Do you have a picture, Coach Maiden?
I don't have any pictures of you. I don't have any pictures. That's one thing I regret. I don't have any pictures from any of those trips that we went on, any of the summer games that we played on 87th Street, or even the ones we played at Rainbow Park, or even the ones we played. I don't even know if you remember. We played on 115th for a little while, and we played at Morgan Park. Yeah. We played right off the expressway. There's a little janky park over there. We played at sometime.
Maple Park.
And I don't have any pictures. I enjoy when I, you know, go on your page and I get to see some of the pictures that you guys post, because that brings back great memories. Even though I found like I'm not in most of them. People think I'm a ghost. Man, you know what? I would say, Coach Maiden, I really appreciate the effort that you put into, you know, the time, the effort that you put into learning the game of baseball and teaching us the game of baseball, and the time that you spent making it possible for us to play, being inner city kids. Generally, we don't get opportunities like that. And you don't really, you take those things for granted when you're young, but being able to reflect on those times, you know, how much we appreciate you and what you did for us, that not too many men are willing to do, and the sacrifices that you have to make. So, you know, but what I'm saying is those are the types of things that there weren't guys out there that cared enough about young people, you know, at that time. I was very fortunate to have men like you guys in my life to fill in the gap. I had my father at home, but you guys, you know, fill in those gaps and helped, you know, develop our character, teach us, you know, about giving back to the community, because that was huge. You sold a lot of your resources into making sure we had everything that we needed, and that was a very selfless act, and we greatly appreciate it. And like I said, we really, really, really honest, really appreciate everything that you did for us growing up. Oh, for sure. Never forget that. We had some great, great times.